A boat gently rocks beneath you, the waves lulling you side to side. A haunting voice calls to you on the cool sea air. You reach out. You've been lured in by the Siren Sisters.
Hey everybody, it's Ash.
Hi, it's Audrey.
And we are here to celebrate Mermaid!
Woo! It's officially May, and that is the time when everybody starts drawing mermaids.
Right, which is the best time of the year.
It's Mermaid. So we'll be releasing mermaid-related content all through the month of May, starting with Splash.
Splash!
And also the rest of the podcast. That's kind of the theme.
I mean, yeah. Surprise.
Surprise, surprise. So, we're going to do a recap and then our thoughts. And we'll probably interrupt each other throughout just to comment on how fucking crazy. Are we cursing?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I forgot. Fuck. Just to comment on how fucking wild this movie is, because what a ride. What a journey.
What a journey.
What a dive, if you will.
Oh my god.
So Splash was released March 9th of 1984, directed by Ron Howard. Tom Hanks is Alan. Daryl Hannah is our mermaid, Madison. Eugene Levy, who I love so much, he's the freaky scientist. And then John Candy is the creepy brother who never gets his shit together.
Nope.
It seems like it did pretty well when it came out. And Rob Short did all the visual effects on the tail, and he also worked on E.T. All right, let's dive in. So,
splash.
Splash.
Splash. Lights.
Oh, that's so good.
Is it?
Flashing. Lights, lights, lights. We open on a young boy, a young Alan. He's on a boat. They're at Cape Cod. They're on vacation. He is just hanging out on the boat, really. We see his brother in the background. He drops a bunch of coins to, like, look under women's skirts.
Oh, yes. I do remember that. Mm-hmm.
And he continues to do that throughout the movie, even as a grown adult.
Feels bad.
It's not good. Tom Hanks
Timmy
he sees something in the water and he just jumps in. He's going deep. He's diving in head over heels. He's gonna be
I'm going deep.
As soon as he jumps in the water, he, like, meets a young mermaid who they're, like, the same age, I guess, and they, like, wave to each other. And
hey!
That's it. That's all they really do. And then some guy jumps off the boat to save him, and he is pulled back onto dry land.
If I saw a mermaid in the water, I would also immediately jump off the boat.
Same,
like,
same.
Relatable.
I would just go on right in there. I'd meet a lot of manatees that way.
I do gong.
So Tom Hanks and John Candy, they run a grocer or a produce distribution company together. Their dad's dead.
As adults now.
Yeah, it's like, what, 20 years later?
Sure.
Yeah, it's 20 years later. There's what that synopsis says.
Yeah, yeah.
They're running a grocery or a produce distribution, and John Candy makes terrible business decisions the whole time. He's, like, constantly messing up, and Tom Hanks has to, like, clean up after him. And their secretary is crazy and thinks that their dead dad is still alive. That choice was...
Why? What does that add to this story?
I think it's just because it's a comedy? Question mark?
Can we also take a brief moment to make a comment about how John Candy's character is, like, a constant screw up and he can't do anything right? And I believe that is related to his size and how fat characters can never be taken seriously and they're always a joke. And I feel like that is part of
I think you're right.
Thing they're going for.
I think you're right.
You know, because, it's the '80s. Ooh, it's funny, but like, it's right. Not, so.
Well, and they call him a slob. I'm
yes,
pretty sure.
Fat slob, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Which is
that's
like,
obviously,
get over it.
You know how it goes. Listeners, I, a plus size woman speaking on this. so yeah, plus size women here. We like to talk about bodies here. We're talking about mermaid bodies, human bodies. Mm-hmm. Mermaids can be plus size.
Bodies.
This is a body inclusive podcast.
Yeah, get out of here with your exclusive attitudes.
Yeah.
All fins are accepted.
That's right.
Dorsal and muffin? I don't know. I'm calling them from now on. Instead of
yes, my muffins.
Oh, boy. Let's see. They make a passing comment about how they think the secretary got, I think she got electrocuted or struck by lightning, and she just hasn't been the same since. But they keep her hired on because, like, she comes with the company, basically.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Tom kind of talks, or Alan, I don't know. I'm going to say both. Tom Hanks's character, Alan, is sad because all his girlfriends leave him because he doesn't love them.
Ooh. I mean, I would leave too.
Right. they really talk about like, oh man, I've never been in love and I can't find a lady, but I don't want to be alone. I'm like, boohoo.
Over it. Mm-hmm.
He gets drunk at a wedding and goes back to Cape Cod where he meets, like, he comes up to a scientist and he's basically like, hey, can you give me a ride across the Cape? And the scientist is super defensive and he's like, who sent you? Fuck off. I hate you. Don't ever talk to me and my son again. And we kind of learn through the scenes with the scientist that he's looking for mermaids. And he's got two very dumb assistants that he constantly berates.
Ah, yes.
Mm-hmm. Alan finds a boat to rent. And he starts going across the Cape, but he falls into the water and he can't swim.
God, Tom. I mean, Alan.
One of them, right? why would you go onto a boat without a life vest?
Right.
You can't swim.
Like, you're going to sink like a rock, my guy.
Also, if you met a mermaid in your youth, wouldn't that be your first priority to learn how to swim?
Yes. Yes. So you could see her again.
Why? Why Tom Hanks? What was the choice there?
He was given like our dream scenario and he has squandered it.
Absolutely squandered. So Madison, who like she's just a nameless fish lady at this point, but she saves him. We see his wallet like fall into the ocean and she appears as a human woman on the beach completely naked and they see each other, they make eye contact. Tom's trying to talk to her, but she's just like, tea. She can't speak English.
Tea.
Tea. So she like swims away. She does find his wallet in the ocean. The next day she comes up on shore at the Statue of Liberty and a bunch of people act like they've never seen a human woman naked in their lives. Did you notice that? It was like she was being crowded by men. Women were like trying to save their husbands from looking upon her.
Yes.
Like if you saw a naked woman just walking around in New York City, you'd be like, oh no, she needs mental help.
Help this girl.
Somebody help her. So they take her to the police station. With his
but
wallet.
Wait, we don't know how she has become a human.
Oh no, not at all.
She just like decides to be a human, I guess. Mm-hmm. There's no like wicked sea witch that gives her legs. There's not like a magical something gemstone in the ocean. Like she's just like, I want a booty now and some legs and here I am.
If I dry off, I have two legs. It's H2O rules.
Yes, it does seem to be that way, actually.
Yeah, it does, which is kind of dumb. I don't know. I feel like you gotta. Yeah. I feel like you gotta explain that, because like biology.
Yeah, not my favorite mermaid rule.
No, it because it's always used as a ploy to, like, I don't know. It's always like, well, don't get wet. She can't get wet. Otherwise, her secret's going to be exposed.
Oh, no.
Oh, Chloe. No, Chloe.
The condensation.
Oh, it's so funny. We gotta do a whole mini series about H2O.
Oh yeah, we will definitely be doing H2O for you guys and the cartoon.
I didn't know about that.
Yeah, girl, there's a cartoon.
Oh my god! Wow, I'm shocked.
Learning new things every day.
Oh boy, that's beautiful. Wow. So. Back into the plot, Tom Hanks, I think he sees her in the newspaper and then goes to the police station, or maybe they call him. I think he might get a message.
Yeah, because she has his wallet, right? Is that how he gets connected?
Yeah, so they call him and they're like, hey, there's this lady here. You got to pick her up. She like has your stuff. So he goes there and meets him, and she's wearing like a big old t-shirt, and they kiss immediately. And go back to his apartment.
Makes sense.
Mm-hmm. And he is not able to give the police, like, identifying information for her. Like, there's no way he could have just taken her out of there.
No.
So, back at the apartment, he's trying to talk to her. She doesn't know English. He's like, okay, well, you need to go get some clothes. So, here's my wallet. Or my credit card or something. And she goes to the mall and she spends all day in Bloomingdale's watching TV and she learns English.
Wow, so smart.
Mm-hmm. She's a dream. She's a role keeper. Then she gets a cute makeover. Like, did you like that little blue teal sweater thing they had her in? I thought it was cute.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah, I remember that.
I'll have to find a screenshot so we can post it on the Instagram. Because yes. I was like, ooh, this is fun. Also, her crimped hair the whole time.
Yes. Love it.
Now I understand. So I'd never seen Splash. And like in 2000, what, 5, 6, like Lizzie McGuire always had her hair crimped. And I was like, I don't understand what this is. But sure. Now I get it. I understand now.
I feel like that's where like the mermaid hair comes from. Like, you always think of like mermaid hair is like that long, like kind of crimped waved hair. Pretty sure it came from this.
I think so. I think you're exactly right.
Yeah, this is the foundation of a lot of mermaid stuff.
This is understanding our roots right now.
Right. Like, I mean, I can't think of any like big mermaid stuff before this.
I would have to look, but the only thing I can think of is Peter Pan.
Yeah.
But that's really it.
Yeah.
So she gets a cute makeover. Tom Hanks is done with work. He goes and tries to talk to her. And she says her name for him in her native tongue. And it breaks all of the TVs in the store.
Because it's like dolphin sounds, right?
Yeah, it is. It's just dolphin noises. But super high-pitched. So they break the TV. And then after they leave the store, she sees, like, the street sign for Madison. And she's like, oh, let's call me that. I'm Madison now. And he's like, well, that's not a name. And she goes, watch me. This is my name.
Yeah. Which is, like, my favorite fun fact about this movie, which I'm pretty sure I already said this in our last episode. But Madison was not a name before this movie.
Nope. It wasn't.
Which is wild. It's so popular now. It's just like everybody's named Madison. I feel like especially in like the 90s.
Oh, yeah.
But like, yeah, Madison was not a name. It was just Madison Street.
Uh-huh. Yeah. No, it was like, well, it was like a last name because he had like.
Yeah, right.
Whatever that president was.
President Madison.
Well, you know, Fred Madison. Stephen. John Madison.
Adam. Ooh, John Madison. Sounds right.
John sounds right. We're going to go with John.
Yeah. So if your name is Madison, you're named after Daryl Hannah as a mermaid.
I love that for you, to be Congrats. Quite honest. They go back to the apartment. They're having a great time. They bone a lot.
And, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, they're not shy about it, which I was kind of... I don't know. I liked. It wasn't... Maybe that's why they have John Candy be such a creep, because they're like, we're being overtly sexual in this one, guys. So here's everything. Maybe. Especially for 1984.
Yeah, that's true.
So she gets some time to herself in the bath, and Alan is trying to come in, and she's like, hey, just give me a sec. And then she, like, because she's a mermaid in the bathtub, a classic.
Right, because she got wet.
Yeah, she's wet. She's in the bathtub. Like, this is how she's got to bathe, I guess.
I guess, which is, like, the first time we see her tail, like, full on.
Oh, it's so good.
It is very good. It's a very, like, it's a good tail shot.
It's a really good tail. And apparently the tail was glued on and hand-painted, and it kind of, like, disintegrated or decomposed, like, after use. So they had to, I want to say it was probably the glue that decomposed. They couldn't reuse mm-hmm. that glue, so they would have to do it again every time. But I thought that was really cool. But apparently it would take, like, 8 hours to get into. So, yeah, a long process. Yeah, she just needs a moment to herself in the bath. And Alan is weirdly like, well, why can't I come in? Why can't I come in? And she's like, I just, like, give me a fucking sec, bro.
Maybe I'm taking why a huge shit. Like, right. Leave me alone.
Boundaries. Like, yeah. Come on. So Alan's a dick, I say.
Agreed.
I think the scientist at this point, he comes back from Cape Cod and he sees the newspaper. And he's like, that's that mermaid that I saw. I'm going to get her, I guess. Or I'm going to post my findings. And we also get this great scene of she's like, oh, Alan, I bought you a present. It's a giant fountain in the middle of his living room.
Yeah, it's like the fountain from the garden. And it's like, it's a mermaid fountain. And it's like the statue. Isn't it the statue, like the mermaid statue? Like the original, The Little Mermaid, isn't it based off of that?
Oh, I think so. Oh, I think my it is God. That one. And she's just like spending all his money, ruining his house. I love it.
How did she get that in his apartment? How?
No idea. There's no.
He's not on the ground floor, right?
No, they'd have to cart it up in pieces and then plaster it and then fill it with water.
Yeah, and then it was running. Like, is it attached to his plumbing? I have so many questions.
Right? Right? Like, how? What did you do? So, yeah. I don't know. She gets shit done. Eugene Levy goes to his fellow scientist people, and they're all like, yeah, you're a pretty good scientist, but, like, mermaids are fucking fake. So, shut the fuck up. Nobody likes you. And he's like, well, that hurts my feelings. And now I'm going to prove that this lady is a mermaid. And I'm going to try and douse her with water to make sure she changes or that I can prove it.
Yeah. Like, apparently he knows that's how mermaids work.
He's a real scientist. Like, he has a theory based on real life things.
Like, yeah, he knows.
I don't think he's that big of a villain.
I don't like, either.
No.
He's us.
Like, he's kind of a dick, but that's about it.
He just wants people to know that mermaids are real, which honestly same, so.
I would greatly appreciate that work today.
Yeah.
I think it's necessary. I think it's vital. Hijinks ensue. He, like, douses a couple ladies with water that, like, fight him. Like, they whack him with their purse or something.
Yeah.
It's funny. Apparently, Madison and Alan are invited to a presidential dinner.
Yeah.
Or the mayor dinner? I have no idea. I think mayor, it's a president. I don't like know why, president. Though. Like,
yeah, because he's a grocer and, like,
no idea.
What connection does he have to the government?
Well, I know John Candy was trying to make a bunch of connections, but.
Oh, is that what it? I honestly. That was secondary plot. It doesn't matter.
No, it's just a foil to try and get them in the eyes of a bunch of important people.
Right.
So Eugene Levy breaks into the presidential dinner with a water gun stashed in his, like, trench coat. And they see him fiddling around with something. And they're like, we got to get this guy out of here. So he's kicked out. Madison at dinner. They're like, hey, Alan, I have, like, a secret to tell you. And it's going to be that she's a mermaid. But before she can tell him, they go outside and she gets doused with water and she turns into a mermaid in the street, surrounded by press. Everybody knows.
Because at this point, they're, like, serious. Like, he's fallen for her. Mm-hmm. They're, like, dating, I guess. And he's like, oh, finally, I've fallen in love with a woman.
Wow, I'm
Wow.
in love for the first time.
First time ever.
Oh man, I hate his stupid emotional issues.
Yeah,
If
they're
they
not
re
good.
No, it's bad. If they remade Splash now, they'd have to change a lot of stuff.
Like the whole story,
Like all
but
of it, almost.
yeah, a new movie, really.
But because Madison changed in front of a bunch of government officials, she's immediately taken to a government facility, and John Candy and Tom Hanks ensue in hijinks, helped by Eugene Levy to get her back. Eugene Levy feels bad about being such an asshole, and he's like, "Oh, that's not what I really wanted, you know. I just
Yeah,
wanted to
he just
prove they
didn't.
exist. I didn't want her to
Right, he
be
didn't want people to think he was
dissected."
crazy.
Exactly. So they get her out, they run away. Tom Hanks is like, "Wow, I am in love. I want to help her get back to the ocean where she can be free." They run away from the army. They run away from helicopters.
Like you do.
They, yeah. They, I think they jump into the Hudson, which, like, you know, connects to the Atlantic. And there's a moment where it's like Tom is deciding, like, oh, am I gonna stay on land or am I gonna go jump in the water and help her get away? That's
Yeah,
how
like
it.
he doesn't know what's happening.
Not at all. Not at all. When he jumped in, I was like, what are you going to do to help, dude? You can't swim.
She's
What's.
literally a mermaid.
How are you
Oh
helping?
yeah, he can't swim.
No,
Like,
he can't swim.
God.
But when he jumps into the water, she gives him a magic mermaid kiss and he can breathe water. And she lets him know, like, hey, if you come with me, you can never go back on dry land. And he's like, you know what? That sounds great. And they swim off to Atlantis or Mystical Mermaid Kingdom where they live
Yeah.
happily ever after.
But he does not turn into a merman. He's
No.
just a man
He's
who
a
can breathe
man.
underwater.
He's a man in a suit who can breathe underwater.
Yep, a whole suit.
I have to hope that they give him a suit when he, or give him like a mermaid tail when he gets to the city, you know?
Yeah, at least like a prosthetic or something. Like,
Something. You gotta get that man fins. Some kind of
yeah,
fin.
he can't swim, man.
Not at all.
He needs
Which
like
I
one of
guess is not a
those.
problem if you can breathe underwater.
I mean, yeah, but is he gonna walk on the ocean floor the whole time?
Hey, crabs do
True. He needs like, you know when like goldfish are sick and people put like little balloons on them so they don't flip upside down? That's what he needs, so he can just swim around in the ocean.
that's so cute. Oh, imagine she gets back to Mermaid Kingdom and she's like, hey, look at my new boyfriend. He's different. And all her girlfriends are like, oh my God. Why
Oh,
did
he's
you?
hideous.
He's from New York? Oh.
Oh.
Like she's bringing home the trash.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
We're
Well,
trying to clean out the oceans, not put more trash in it.
I bet he would contribute to global warming somehow, being under there. He was a
Yeah.
bad grocer. Well, he was fine. He did wheelings and dealings, but like,
Yeah.
I don't know. He sold like
Didn't they have like
slimy.
rotten fruit or something?
It was like slimy produce. So it was like, it probably wasn't bad. It was just a little like not shelf. It wasn't, it didn't have shelf appeal, you know? That's what I took out of it. Like, not rotten, but not unsellable.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's the end of the film.
And that's it.
Yep.
Wow.
So for the sexism and like weird sexual assault and like fat jokes and like just bad vibes. It didn't have great vibes. I am gonna have to dock a couple points, but just for being like the root of the modern mermaid movement, which I've decided is a thing, I'll give it like 3 stars.
Out of 10?
Oh, out of 5. So film ratings
Oh,
are
okay.
5 stars. Yeah,
Well, my brain
that
can't
in
work
there.
like that. I guess I'll just divide it in half.
That's fine. That's totally fine. Yeah. Frame.
I guess I would say out of 5 stars, maybe like 2.5.
Stern but fair.
It's just the, I think the only reason I like it is just because there's mermaids, obviously.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But like the actual plot makes no sense, and the mm-hmm. characters are not super likable, and it's just like, do I get to see a mermaid tail? Cool, I'm interested, but that's about it.
At least there's a mermaid tail.
Yeah.
I also didn't like the, it's that trope of like, I'm a sexy baby, you know, or she's got, where she has to catch up on all the adult things, and she's just being a quirky adult woman, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't like that. Or, oh, what's it called? Born Sexy Yesterday.
Ah.
That's the trope. Mm-hmm. I didn't like that.
Mm-mm.
Listening, there's a really good episode of The Villain Was Right about this movie, and one of their theories is that she's actually a siren, and she was just luring Tom Hanks to his death the whole time.
I mean, that makes it make more sense.
I like that movie a little better.
Yeah. If they remake it, they should do that.
I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have our mermaid scale rating. So this is going to be about the mermaid content itself, like screen time, how long was she a mermaid on screen, the quality of the mermaidness, hair flow in the water. I think that contributes.
Oh my God. It was speaking of flow, fantastic. We forgot to talk about the hairy butt.
Oh my God, Disney.
Backtrack.
So I watched this for the first time on Disney Plus, and Ashley had seen it originally on Laserdisc, which is
on Laserdisc in the early 2000s.
Amazing. So good.
If you don't know what a Laserdisc is, look it up. It's like a giant DVD.
It's so funny. It's just like if a vinyl record like were a DVD.
Yeah, if a vinyl record were a movie, that would be a Laserdisc.
Yeah, exactly. When I watched it, I immediately could tell where they had made changes to the movie, because it starts with that warning like, hey, this has been edited from the original content. But they try and make her hair longer to cover her butt. And it just looks like her butt is really hairy.
Yeah, it's like really bad animation. And it's just, you got to look it up. It's really bad.
It's so funny.
Yeah. Like just blur out her butt cheeks or something. Like that would have been better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, she had a really good mermaid necklace.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. That I did like that in the
I enjoy layout. Mermaid jewelry.
Mm-hmm. Oh, dude, yeah, mermaid jewelry is like cream of the crop. So good.
Yes.
On a mermaid scale, I would give this 7 scales out of 10. I like. Oh. Well, I don't know. I might have to ding it a little bit just because there wasn't a whole lot of mermaid screen time, so that might bring it down to a 5.
Mm-hmm.
But I liked her hair in the water. I liked the color scheme. I liked the execution of the tail. I thought it was really cute. And it was like sparkly and shimmery. And she had great hair the whole time. Oh, and the mermaid jewelry. That all contributes. Yeah. So yeah, I would say a solid 5 scales out of 5. Or out of 10, sorry. 5 scales out of 10.
I think I'm going to have to go with a 4 out of 10, just because she spends most of the time as a human, which is a problem we are going to encounter with this podcast. Mm-hmm. We want our mermaids to be mermaids as much as possible.
Yep.
So we get like a few scenes where she's a mermaid, the one in the bathtub, when she gets taken by the government, they put her in like this big tank and she's a mermaid.
Yeah.
I like that, but like she's not very well taken care of, so her fin is like shedding. It's kind of gross.
It is kind of gross. She's like a sick fish. Interesting,
because she's like a sick fish. So we do get to see her as a mermaid there, and like her hair is flowing around and covers her boobies. And we get like the classic like in the water swimming, but she's like a silhouette against the sun.
Oh,
we get like a few shots like that. And like in the end, when they swim away, we see her swimming in her tail. So like, we get some shots. I like the tail. So yeah, I'm going to say 4 out of 10.
4 out of 10. That's fair. I think that's very fair. I liked the little tail flips they did a couple times. Like they did one when she was a little mermaid baby. I think I like that they had a mermaid baby.
Yeah, I did
I
like
thought that was
that.
really cute.
Yeah.
Do they do that at the end where they do a little mermaid flip tail thing? Or is it just in the beginning?
I think it's just at the beginning.
Yeah,
I don't remember her doing it at the end.
I think so too.
I think they just sink to the deep and then she kisses him and he's like, oh, I'm alive.
Well, that about covers it for a review. I understand why we were enthralled and also was like, we need more mermaid content because this just gives you a taste of like what could be, you know?
Yeah, it's a good start. Like, I feel like it kind of fell in the middle for us, like rating wise and mermaid wise.
It's not the absolute best mermaid movie that
Absolutely
exists.
Absolutely not.
No.
No,
not at all. I have an ocean fact for you, though.
Yeah, give us an ocean fact to wrap us up here.
Yeah. First, I'll give you a Cape Cod fact. The first lighthouse on Cape Cod was built in the year 1797.
Wow.
So we could have like Victorian days, Cape Cod, mermaid, lighthouse, romance.
Oh my God. I'm here for it.
Isn't
she falls
cute?
In love with the guy in the lighthouse. Okay.
It'll be like that, The Lighthouse, the movie with Robert Pattinson, but with mermaids.
Oh, I haven't seen it, but yeah.
I haven't seen it either. I've literally just seen the poster.
Yeah, yeah. This podcast is about mermaids, okay? We don't worry about anything else.
Except Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson and mermaids, okay.
Oh, that's so funny. And the Earth's longest mountain chain is underwater. It's called the Mid-Ocean Ridge, and it stretches across a distance of 65,000 kilometers.
Wow. And it's all mountains all linked up together?
Yeah. Longest mountain chain, the Mid-Ocean Ridge.
That is very cool.
So, like, think of all the mermaid societies that you could have.
Yes, the mountain ridge. Mountain mermaids.
Right?
Ugh. With southern accents.
Oh my God. Stop. That's so funny. All right. Well, this has been our first review for Mermaid. And we'll post some cute pictures from the movie. We've got some really cute posters that we liked. Let me just read you. I'm going to read you one of the posters because it's wild.
No, no.
I don't know if it's the tagline or just like the promo copy, but it will touch you, it will make you laugh, and you may never eat fish again, which debatable, very debatable. And then splash tag, a wet, warm, wonderful comedy. I'm like,
oh, I hate
okay.
It.
Okay.
I hate that.
Oh, it's so good. And our favorite poster is, it looks like a Indian or some kind of Thailand, subcontinent of Asia release poster. We'll try and find who did it. I want to say it's Thai, but it is so cute. It's like, you know, those painted posters for books and things. It's like that. It's like they painted.
It does look like a romance book cover. Like it's illustrated.
Yeah, this is like before they had photo composition and they had to just paint stuff together from photos. Oh, but it looks so good, especially the tail. Like
the tail looks very good.
It looks so nice, very frilly.
Yeah.
We love a good tail. All right, well, thank you. I have been Audrey.
I am Ashley.
And we will. We'll dive in together next time.
Time for us to go back to the ocean. Bye. Splash.